Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the outset, I wish to congratulate you on behalf of China delegation on your assumption of the chairmanship of this meeting of experts. China will cooperate fully with you in our joint efforts for a positive outcome of the meeting. Mr. Chairman, China attaches great importance to country national implementation, and China has comprehensively, conscientiously, and strictly fulfilled its obligations under the Convention. China is committed to constantly improving its governance system for biosafety and security. On 15th April this year, China's biosecurity law came into effect. This is a fundamental, systematic, comprehensive, and overarching law focusing on the main risks in biosecurity area, and it embodies the legislative principle of putting people first so that biotechnology will better promote national development, people's well-being, and the progress of human civilization. This biosecurity law has 10 chapters with 8 articles covering biorisk prevention control system, prevention control for major emerging infectious diseases, animals and plants epidemics, security of research development application, biosecurity of pathogenic microbiological labs, security of human genetic resources and biological resources, prevention of bioterrorism and biological weapon threats, biosecurity capacity building, and legal liability, among others. It clearly stipulates that China shall fulfill its obligations under all international treaties concluded or acceded to by China, including prohibition of the development, manufacture, or acquisition through other means, stockpiling, possession and use of biological weapons. The promulgation and implementation of this biosecurity law has further strengthened China's commitment to the BWC. China will pursue a holistic approach to its national security and implement comprehensively and effectively the biosecurity law from a strategic perspective, coordinating development and security. China's National People's Congress has put forward specific requirements for the publicity and implementation of the biosecurity law. A national coordinating mechanism for biosecurity has been set up within relevant government departments to ensure full effective implementation of the law. China is willing to exchange views with interested countries on issues such as biosecurity legislation, governance system, and capacity building, so as to learn from each other's useful experience and constantly improve the level of global biosecurity and biosafety. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.